How did you guys get together? How did this musical adventure begin?
Well, my background comes from a DJing side, and that's why I started as DJ Exchange, and then now I just go by Exchange, but I still do DJing on the side. I got into the production side of things, and we're looking for artists to work with, and ran into good money on some other projects that we were working on, and then we linked up actually at the Detroit Electronic Music Festival in 2011 now? 2011, and we were co-hosting, and I was DJing and everything, and this was like probably the second or third time after we got in the studio and had met, and we just had this chemistry on stage live, and we're like, okay, we got to do a full album, because Good Money, he started off doing...
I was just doing more like a techno scene, music, ghetto tech, like a house, with doing like a more like a fast kind of style rap over top of them. For years and years and years to go, I was doing that kind of music, MCing overseas a lot, and me and Exchange just kind of came together. I was working on a solo Good Money's project, and after we like met and kind of meshed together, it just made all sense to just put together a joint project,
which is now Living the Nightlife.
There it is.
So is this?
We love living it.
Is this kind of like a permanent thing, or are you guys like going the Ryan Lewis and Macklemore route? Like, this is going to be like an act, or are you guys going to like just go your separate ways after this album? What's the thinking like?
I mean, there's like twofold to that. I mean, I still do the DJ Exchange thing, and then he hosts as Good Money and does other features. But we got a solid act here with kind of this crossover thing, the Exchange Good Money thing that we really, that's like the key focus. And then we do everything else that leads back to this project, you know, kind of like an LMFAO where they all, so they're known as LMFAO, but Sky Blue and Red Food did their, you know, they still go out and, you know, you could do guest appearances here or there, but at the end of the day, it's still, when there's the joint act, that's the major thing that you're pushing.
I gotcha. So let's talk about your first single, Nightlife. How did that all come about?
Actually, that was one of the first beats I'd sent over to him that he heard and wrote to, and actually, that was the first day we met, wasn't it?
Yep.
That was the first day we met and realized that there was this chemistry in the studio when we were recording this song, and that was just one of those tracks where, and it got reworked a lot from the original version, where we added, different harmonies and vocals to the chorus. I added more instrumentation, because after we went out to South by Southwest, we got a lot of good feedback on that record from various A&Rs at Warner, Universal, and Sony, but they just wanted us to tweak a bunch of things. So we went back and revamped the record before we actually put it out.
Cool. So as far as like what you guys have ahead for the future, what do you think this album does to kind of set you guys up moving forward?
I think it's just an initial launch into the world of a different sound.
Definitely.
It's hard to classify. We like to call it hip hop because it's really a crossover. I mean, Good Money brings really a lot more of like hip hop elements and flows. I bring a lot of my dance, EDM type background from a production standpoint, and we're really just meshing it together into this more crossover sound. And so I think it's allowing the world to kind of get a vibe off of a new, different sound that's mixing a lot of aspects together.
Yeah, that was the key thing right there. That was the key word right there, different. It's like we want to do something different than what everybody else is doing. And with this project, it definitely doesn't sound too much like anybody else's music that's out right now. So,
And as you hear more off the album, you can kind of get that vibe. There's a lot of hip-hop tracks. There's some more dancey stuff. There's, something that meets right in the middle along with like Bay Area hyphy type stuff that we've got. So there's just a lot of different vibes going off it, and like you say, creating something different that's unheard before.
What do you guys think is the status of the dance genre? You have people like Psy, LMFAO, Macklemore, and Lewis. They're kind of resurrecting the genre, but what do you guys think is the state of the genre as we speak?
For me, I love all the EDM stuff and especially the crossover when it has lyrics on it with really high energy beats and stuff. I was at Ultra Music Festival, Coachella, and all that this year. And there's just, I think part of the problem with it is that sometimes it can all sound the same. And that's where some people who aren't like true fans of it, like, go, oh, well, that just all sounds the same. But you can say that about any genre. You can say that about country, it all sounds the same. You can say that about hip hop, it all sounds the same to non-true fans. But I think it's actually in a good state because, like we talked about before, it's fun.
It's fun music. Fun, friendly, party music is, you know, no violence. We're not delivering really a bad message to nobody. So.
And that's what I think we like about it, we've tried to deliver, is it's just all about partying and having fun, which fits both of our personalities and lifestyles. We just like to go out, have fun, enjoy ourselves, and enjoy, you know, hanging out, going out to clubs, this and that.
Especially good money. I'm just a big old party animal.
So what are your hopes for the future as far as this act goes? What are you guys really looking forward to accomplishing?
Mainstream.
Yeah, I think pushing the live shows and performances, you know, we do a lot of performances that we've been setting up, and one of the things we get a lot of good feedback on is the energy that we bring to the crowd, and that's where we're really trying to set it up, where it's not just, a hip-hop show or just an EDM show or, you know, Britney Spears show. Like, again, tying in all these different elements that the music has differently with our act and then bringing different things. Like, I play keyboards live. So you can see, for example, me on stage, I'm going from DJing to singing live to playing keyboards live. You know, well, certain songs, then it's around breaks, Good Money's doing hype man duties, and then, boom, you bust into a rap. And there's, like, you know, so that's really where we see it, is in the live performance aspect of the act.
Yeah, that's the best part of it. That's what I enjoy the most.
Yeah, we have a blast doing that.
Music. I love performing. It's just so much energy. It's just so fun just watching the way the crowd and the fans react to you. I hate nothing no more than a person that calls themselves a rapper or an artist, and they just get up there on the stage, and they just stand there kind of in one spot, and they just
don't, like, really do anything.
They don't really do nothing. They just rap their music, and it's just like, dude, like, can you do something else besides just stand there? It's like, I mean, my 6-year-old son can just stand there and, like, you know, sing a song, you know?
But yeah, because, I mean, we put a lot of effort into every show that we do with custom edits, breakdowns, different things where we're going to interact with the crowd. It's very planned out because we both love performing. We come from that live aspect, me being DJing, him, you know, hype man, artist stuff, you know, and so we just really like to tie that in and do something different.